free indeed. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Yeah. Can y'all sing that with me? Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Yeah. Can y'all sing that? We talk about the S-O-N.
Whom the sun sets free.
Come on.
Hey. Whom the sun sets free.
Yes.
Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Yeah.
It's just a blessing. Can y'all sing this? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Can we sing that verse one last time? I am free.
I am free.
Come on, y'all remember this. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm free. I'm no longer bound.
Come on, no change, Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
praise the Lord.
you so much, Jesus. We honor you. Can you give us some worship just a few minutes? Just give them all what you got. Give them your best praise, your best praise, your best praise. Come on, your best praise with everything that's within you and everything that's within you. Hallelujah. Oh, that's my shame. Oh Jesus, ooh, sweet Jesus. There's something about calling his name. Sweet Jesus. Hey. Do the impossible, Jesus. worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, Apostle, you ready? Hallelujah. Come on. Don't stop worshiping him. Come on, don't stop worshiping him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, don't stop worshiping.
Towards us, Jesus. God, thank you for your love, God. So faithful. What an awesome God we serve. He's worthy. He's worthy. My God, my God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's okay to worship him. It's okay to worship him. Get what you need while you're in his presence. Come on, just give him one more minute, one more minute. Give him all of you. Surrender my all to you, Jesus. I give myself away. I give myself away. I surrender my all to you, Jesus. I give myself away. I surrender all. Come on, just give yourself to Jesus. Let him have his way in your life. I give myself away. For you to use me, Jesus.
you I belong.
Come on, what do we do?
I give myself.
Come on, that's it.
I give myself to you,
Jesus.
Ooh, see my life is not my own.
Come on, receive it. Y'all, Jeremy got it going, man. He got another assignment. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. I need somebody to make the declaration. It's mine. Ooh. It's mine. Hey, hey. It's mine. You better take possession of it right now. I dare you to take possession of it right now. The deliverance you're looking for, the healing you're looking for, the financial breakthrough you're looking for, the miracle you're looking for, the signs and wonders are right here. I dare you to receive it right now in the name of Jesus. It's mine. Hey, hey. It's mine. You better make a declaration and let the enemy know. It's mine. Hey, hey. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Hey, hey. It's mine. Yes, God. Woo. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father. Thank you, Jesus. It's mine. Hey, that's it. It's mine. It's mine. Yes. Go ahead and believe it and receive it. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Hey, hey. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Nobody else have your blessing. Can't nobody else have what God has promised you. Can't nobody else have what God has destined for you to walk in. It belongs to you. There's no enemy, there's no devil, there's no demonic force, there's nothing that can stop you. There is no person, there is nothing that can hinder you from what God has destined to be yours. It's mine. Hey, hey. And God, we thank you for it. And we seal it right now. We seal it in the blood. And we decree that it is so. And we receive it. And we walk in it. And we believe it. And God is mine. Hey, hey. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Listen, the young lady texted Evangelist Mary this morning and she had an emergency and she told her to get here this morning. She has to be at work at 11 and she said, if you get here, we're going to pray for you. So she's coming in just as the man was lifted and let down through the roof a couple of weeks ago when we talked about it. And because she came in thirsty,
come on.
We are decreeing and declaring that whatever she's standing in need of, God's getting ready to satisfy her thirst. If I can get in the presence of God before I go to my natural job and go to work, I believe God will transform some things. I believe God will meet me. I believe God will make a way. He'll make a change in my situation. So as a body of believers, we're standing this morning in agreement that God's getting ready to shift and God's getting ready to move in her life for what she's standing in need of right now. Lift your hands, woman. We just stand in agreement. We stand in agreement. God already knows it. What's your name? Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the situation for Sister Ashley. You know the issue, you know the emergency, you know the thing she has in need of, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will begin to move on her behalf right now, God. As we stand together here in faith, we believe your report. We believe that you have the power to move in her life right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. God, we are a body of believers standing in agreement. You said where there are two or three or more gathered in your name, God, that you will be there in the midst. And God, if you find two or three touching and agreeing on anything, God, you shall begin to establish and make that thing happen for us, God. And Lord, we decree miracles for her life. We decree, God, supernatural breakthrough right now. That God, as she came in thirsty, seeking you, God, expecting you to meet her here. Our Father God, we ask you to meet her and supply all of her needs on today, Father God. Grant her traveling mercy, God. Grant her grace as she goes to a place of employment, God. Lord, begin to release divine health on today, God. Strengthen her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We break the hand of bondage today, God. We break every cycle of defeat right now in the name of Jesus. I lose life today. I lose hope today. I lose joy today. You will stand and you will persevere. You will not give up. You will run this race. I prophesy that you will have an urgency in your spirit not to give up, not to go in the top. We love you. Jesus loves you. And God has your back in the name of Jesus. I break the shame off your life. Shame is gone right now. The guilt of shame for things you did. Not under your own influence. But God said, I'll redeem you. God said, I'll redeem you. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I call forth redemption right now in the name of Jesus. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Liberty is yours, daughter. Liberty is yours, daughter. Liberty is yours, daughter. God said, liberty. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. I break the shackles of your past right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her. You're free in Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. No more shame, no more guilt, no more condemnation. But God said he came to bring life, and that you may have life more abundantly. He said now there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in God, who love God, who are called according to his purpose. God is going to restore you right now. He just told me to let you know you're free. I'm telling you, the enemy has had you bound. Guilt, shame. But God said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. No matter what chains man, people try to put upon you, God said, you're free. And God, we seal her in the blood. And we place a hedge of protection around her. That God, that everything she came in seeking for, it's already done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. See, that's how God begins to operate when you set an atmosphere for miracles. When you set an atmosphere for God to take control of the service. Yeah, yeah. We don't have to have an A and B selection and be on the program, but God said, I am the program. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we would allow him to have control of our services and what God wants to do, we will see his hand move. Yeah. Breakthrough is here. Yes. Deliverance is here. Yes. Change is here. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Father. Healing. Strength is here. Peace is here. Somebody's been tormented all week. They've been frustrated. And the enemy has trapped them with words. You keep replaying things in your head. Oh, I see in the spirit. I break the tormenting spirit right now. You will no longer hold yourself hostage to the opinions of others. But you have been created and fearfully and wondrously made. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know the Holy Spirit is ministering to somebody. You may be watching virtually, but the enemy has been trying to torment you and just keep replaying things and over in your mind. Well, I should have done that. I should have did it this way. No. It was for your making. It was for your building. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm reminded, I got you, Minister Gloria. I was reading a post by Jonathan Reynolds, and he said he had posted this maybe in 2018, and I can't remember it verbatim, but I just remember parts of it. But he talked about how the church, we look for these testimonies, these miracles. But when somebody is going through something like David went through, we shun it. Somebody goes through something like the Apostle Paul went through, we shun it. But those are opportunities for God to shine. Because if God would have in a place had destroyed or taken the life of those who had fallen when David failed, when he missed the mark, when different people, when Adam failed and missed the mark, those are opportunities for us to see God's grace and his mercy. And God said the things that we go through, these trials come to make us strong. I know it hurt right now. I know it's painful in the midst of it. But God said, this thing will make you stronger. This thing will build you up. This thing will bring glory to my name, because his name is greatly to be praised. We say we want those testimonies and those miracle signs and wonders. Well, you got to go through some stuff. Some stuff is going to happen, amen, for you to be able to know that God is real. Oh, I know he was real in David's life. I know he was real in Nehemiah's life. I know he's real in Ezra's life, in Ruth's life, in Naomi's life. But I need to know, God, are you real in my life? Hallelujah, Jesus. You better hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. For God has called you this day that you would stand. Stand, my daughter. He says, stand in the midst of what I've called you to stand in. You will not fold in this hour. Stand right now. For he said, the battle belongs to the Lord. If you would just cast your cares upon him, he cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. He's not forgotten about you. I will meet your needs, said the Lord. I will pave a way for you. I'll clear out the rocks, the rubble, the trash, the things that are trying to block your pathway. I'm clearing a way for you, daughter. I'm clearing a way for you, daughter. All I ask is that you follow my footsteps and let me lead you along the way. Let me lead you along the way. Follow in my footsteps, says the Lord. I will make a way out of no way. I will make a way out of no way, said the Lord. Hey, out of the bullshit. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. No matter how low it seems you get, no matter how tired it seems you get, no matter how frustrated it seems to be, God said, I'm here with you. And some things you gotta let go and let God. He said, just let go and let God. You can't figure it all out. You can't have all the answers. God said, let go and let God. You can't be that for them. They have to be it for themselves. And let God come alive and let God be true. 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 Oh my God. God said, you planted seeds. You planted seeds in your children. You've shown them the way. You've given them Christ. You live before them. The blood is not on your hands. The blood is not on your hands.
check this out already. He's up to something. He's up to something right now. Wow. The song goes, he is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. Right now, he is doing something. Hey, hey. Yeah. Receive, come on. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place. Heal who needs to be healed, Lord. Touch who needs to be touched, Lord. You can turn it around right now. You can turn it around. Have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. He's doing something right now, right now, right now. My God is doing something right now.
Spirit just gave me the revelation of why this happened and what God has set us up for. I'm not preaching. I'm going to give you this revelation. We're going to take up our offering and go home. I'm going to give you, because the Holy Spirit, this is prophetic today. This new series that the Holy Spirit had given me, a month ago or so, or whatever it was. But it started because I was going to minister this word at this revival that I was invited to minister to one last Friday night, but they canceled. And that thing just kept resonating with me. I want to be starting something from Michael Jackson, his song. It's too high to get over, too low to get under, stuck in the middle. And that thing had been just in me, and I was in prayer right in my car that morning, and it just kept ringing. I said, okay, I'm gonna minister that word for the revival. And then when the revival canceled, the Holy Spirit said, well, that's your new series. And he led me to the book of Nehemiah. You want to be starting something. Nehemiah started a building process.
Yes, he did. Yes.
But before he started the building process, I'm giving you a real short synopsis, and this is prophetic because it just happened this morning. For him to give the full revelation of what just happened and what manifested. I have been listening to Nehemiah and playing it in my car and playing it in my app and my earbuds and just listening to it, just letting it play chapters 1, 2, just letting it play through. I was walking this morning. I let it play to maybe chapter 6 and just listening. There were some things that was just sticking out. And I'm probably going to be teaching Nehemiah concerning this series the entire month, just in the book of Nehemiah. But when I got to church this morning, and I'm sitting in the office, and I'm reading again, Nehemiah chapter 1. And I'm reading, I was playing it. And then Pastor Nisa would come back in the office, so I turned off the plane, and I started back reading. And in chapter 1, the month of Kislev shows up. Now this stands up. I said, I wasn't paying attention to the month prior to me reading. But Kislev, K-I-S-E-L-V, I mean L-E-V, Kislev. So I said, well, what is the month of Kislev? So I go in, I Google it, look it up. I said, what is Kislev in the Bible? And it gives me the Hebrew words. I'm looking for the Hebrew because this is a Hebrew month. It's the ninth month. And in Hebrew, that Kislev, it begins to, it's determined as a book, I mean, as a month in the Hebrew calendar. Kislev is often referred to as the month of miracles. But it's also a month of dreams and dreamers. Man, y'all, if you know your Bible, you know what. Nehemiah was brought the news in the ninth month about the walls being torn down in Jerusalem.
Yes.
In the ninth month, he prayed.
Yes. Come on.
Which Kislev is miracles and dreams. So he dreamed about rebuilding in the ninth month. And he prayed to the king, and he prayed about the king in the ninth month.
Yes.
But then when you go to chapter 2, it says that now spring came forth. So some time passed from when he prayed to when the time he was in the king's presence again, and the king noticed his countenance was different. And now God, in the next month, was Nisan, which was spring, which is between March and April, which again in the Hebrew is identified as a month of miracles. So God said, I heard your prayer in the month of miracles, and I will answer you in the month of miracles. I'm letting you know that God began to release prophetically because he called forth miracles as I went forth to anoint your ears and to begin to cover you, because God said, I am releasing miracles over your life. He said, this is the time and the season. So in the ninth month on the Hebrew calendar, Kislev, he began to manifest in prayer. And then God released his answer in Nisan in the second chapter. What am I saying? It takes some time in order for your answer. gotta have a position of being determined and having perseverance that God heard my prayer. Because while I may fall now, but spring is coming. Oh my shika. Hanamo shika na roko basi. Sinamo kundo rema shika. I said, God, I didn't see it. I wasn't paying attention to the months until this morning. And God began to give more revelation. And so now when this happened, he said, this is why I showed you that. He said, this is why I revealed it to you. He said, this is why. He said, because I'm releasing miracles in your life. Now, that's the Hebrew calendar. It doesn't have to be in the Hebrew calendar of the right now. God works now. So in July, on this first Sunday, in this month, you can pray a thing and God will begin to hear your particular prayer. He'll hear your cry. He'll hear your cry of distress. And God says, spring is right around the corner. It doesn't have to be March or April. Your spring might be tomorrow. Your spring might be next week. Your spring might be next month. But I believe, God, that the miracle is coming. Miracles. Miracles. Everybody under the sound of my voice, miracles. You're watching online, I need you to put in the comments, miracles. 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 Dreams and dreamers. Kislev. And then that Nisan. It's a month of, listen at this. This is the rest of what Nisan means. It's a month of miracles, redemption, and freedom. Did I not release freedom where it started at? Releasing freedom over the people, over the ones that I've spoken that to. Freedom. I'm telling you, if you had never experienced, God said this was a prophetic move of God today. And that God will begin to move and bring forth miracles in your life. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Holy Spirit said, that is the word of the Lord. We receive the word. And we believe the word of God. Now, if anybody else has any prophetic true word that they needs to be released, I need you to release it before we leave this presence, before we get out of this atmosphere. Pastor Nisha, you have anything?
Hallelujah. Apostle, I'm just bubbling over. When Minister Glory's up here, I heard the Lord say, I heard you when you first prayed. And God took me to Daniel 10 and 12. He says, then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven, and I have come in answer to your prayer. That's just confirmation of the word that you just released. Although they prayed it in the ninth month, it didn't spring forth or come forth into the spring. And that's the word of the Lord, to yet understand and know and believe that God heard you when you first prayed. And I heard him say, and it is so, and it is so, and it is so, in Jesus' name.
Come on, Sister Natasha. Yerabashendo roko base. Yerabanda robo robo siabaka. Shebada robo shebada rebaki de losha. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hello? This is for Minister Gloria. When you were up here and when you first started talking, I seen a hand go like this. Just like this. So God said, stop talking about the situation. Stop speaking about it. And pray to him about it. The apostle already said, you can't do anything else. You already planted the seed. And then when you were laying right there, you had your eyes caught closed naturally. But God showed me your eyes popped open. Just buck open wide. And again, you were laying right there. Your natural eyes were closed. So it wasn't your natural eyes that he was showing me. He was showing me your spiritual eyes. And he said that he wants to show you things that you've never seen before.
Yes.
He's giving you a spiritual awakening. There's going to be some things that you're going to see that no one else is going to see. You're going to say, hey, did you see that? And then I'm like, what are you talking about? Because it was between you and God. And it's something that he doesn't want you to talk about. He wants you to pray about. And the last part of it is, don't allow the enemy to talk you out of your place in line. Minister Glory.
Anyone else?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Even, this is for the house. Even as worship was going forth, and when I came up here, told Jeremy to stay where he was, I seen the heavens just crack open over this place. But I wanted to release over the house. The encounter that we encountered today is just the first of many. God said, I only gave you a taste of what I'm going to do. He said, this is going to be a season where we're going to encounter when we're on one accord. So when we come into this place Sunday, Thursday, be on one accord and watch the things that are going to manifest because we're on one accord, because God has opened the heavens over this place. And when I opened my eyes during worship, I seen angels. I just seen a company of angels just hosted all around the building. And I said, Lord, I thank you for the host on today, because he came in and he hosted the service on today. Amen. So be on one accord. God is about to show us some things, and we're going to have some encounters, not just in the corporate realm, but even in our personal life. We're about to encounter God on our journey. Many of us are on a journey, says the Lord, but you will encounter me on the journey, because I am with you. I made you a promise that even though you think you're by yourself, I'm going to be with you to the end. I'm going to walk with you. You know when they say those footprints in the sand, that's God walking with you. So know that whatever journey you're on this season, God is on it with you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God is doing the work. Amen. Anybody else?
This is just a taste of what went forth in the book of Acts.
Yes.
And it's not a coincidence that when we were in the greenhouse that one year, our whole vision was about the book of Acts.
Yes.
And how they were one and they had all things in common. And it's also a manifestation of that, whatever you said, was it? Fall, Kislev, or whatever,
Kislev.
And now the spring, and now we send the manifestation.
manifestation,
yes,
of what's going on. Because we're operating in fivefold. Yes. We really are.
Amen.
We are operating in fivefold.
Amen.
And it's for the equipment of the saints.
Amen.
So don't be surprised. Your journey or whatever, when God is pushing you, he's pushing all of us to go to the next level. We might as well stop being stubborn and throw up our hands and surrender all. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you think you can't be used. Yes, you can. You don't even know if your smile will brighten somebody's day. We was just talking about in Sunday school that one word, just one word to back up that darkness. So instead of looking all the time for somebody to bless you, look how you can be a blessing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is real. And we give God praise for his goodness and his mercy towards us. Come up here real quick, Sister Rashida. It's just we have to come in here and get what we need.
Amen.
Sometimes we just need that hug, amen, that encouragement. Just Dr. Rashida, she was traveling on the road, driving a truck. We had to keep our truck drivers, and especially female truck drivers, covered in the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise. Anybody else have anything? We're gonna move forward. Come on, Brother Elijah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just heard the Lord said to remind you that he's thorough. He pays attention to every detail. Don't worry.
Amen. God, I receive that. He's thorough. He does. He pays attention to detail. God is awesome. Jesus. My God, my God. We give God praise. Come on, prophets.
Confirmation of what I was hearing when I was laying on the floor. I just kept hearing the Holy Spirit say, I see you, I see you, I see you. That's what I kept hearing. I see you, I see you.
Yes, God. Yes, God. We stand on the word. We believe God. We thank God for every word that's been released in the house. We thank God for the prophetic flow. We thank God for our obedience to hear his voice, to yield to his instruction, and that God is giving us peace. He's giving us guidance, and that we will be obedient to the call and the mandate that's been released over our life. Even as the baby called out and he said miracles. God, out of the mouth of babes come perfected praise. And God, we don't suffer the children not to come, but we welcome them, God. For they are the next generation, God, of praisers, of worshipers, Father. And I even place a special hedge of protection over the babies and the children in this hour. Keep them covered. And we just receive your blessings today. In Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Two things, and we're going home. We're going to receive our offering, and then we're going to take communion, and we're going home. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's our time to sow this morning. I know the Lord is giving you time, amen, to speak to you and what you need to give. So this is our time, amen, to sow. I'm telling you, I just believe God for the miracles. I cannot wait, amen. I'm telling you, this word is just bubbling over for what God is going to do and through this Nehemiah and what God is doing in his life and how he's going to be an example for us to encourage us of what it means to be starting something and finish that thing. Amen. So I'm excited about next week and what God is going to do. If you're watching online, amen, you can go to our website, www.newcovncwc.com, and you can click the Give tab, and you can give online, and God will bless you, amen, as we're giving towards our tithes and offering. If you want to sow toward benevolence, sowing toward our debt freedom seed, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to sow in, so those of you all who have easy tithe, you can go to easy tithe, give your tithes and offering. Those of you all who are mailing your seed, mail it to 2423 Glenwood Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435. Amen. If you need an envelope, please raise your hand. Brother Terrence will supply you with an envelope. Amen. Are y'all giving amen? Get ready to thank God for our vision, for our debt freedom seed. Amen. Last week we raised $556 and we now only need $27,765 to meet our goal. Amen. I'm telling you, God is faithful and he is good to us. Amen. And we just believe God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it is so.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you all on my right, if you're ready to give, amen, come on and sow your seed this morning. Hallelujah. I love the way God just shift things around. We're doing offering at the end of service. Amen. God will come in and he'll shake some things up. Amen. But we just give God praise. I thank you all for your faithful giving, your tithes, your offering, your seeds. God bless you, Sister Norma. Amen. Brother Mike, God bless you, man. Come on, they got my miracle, man. Yes. Miracles. Miracles. Bless you, Brother Rodney. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of y'all on my left, amen. If you're ready to sow, amen, from the rear to the front. Amen. Everybody gave they wanted to give. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the tithes and offering today, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for every cheerful heart that gave on today, Father. We pray that you will bless them, God, and bless those that may not have had it to give on today, that they will be able to give on next time, Father. We release grace, we release mercy, God, and we call forth unexpected income, increase in favor over the seed that was sown, God, and that we shall continue to reap a harvest as we sow on today, God. And we thank you that these seeds shall continue to be used for the work of the ministry, for the building of your kingdom, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, real quick, just some quick announcements. I'm not going to have the announcer come up, but next Sunday, we'll be in Joshua's trunk party after church. So those of you all, Deacon Jerry can park in his spot, and Sister Bridget and Rachel's in her spot. But in those back spots, let's try to just park on the other lot if we can. We don't need the whole back middle, but just some of those ones on the ends. And if we need be out the show, we can move cars to the other lot. But that's all for next week. We're going to have a good time. Come on, if you want to bring a chair, you can sit outside. It's not too hot, amen. We will be able to inside, outside, have what we do. We'll have games, food, and fun. Just to celebrate Joshua as he goes on to his next journey to Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, Virginia. Amen. Virginia, Richmond, Kentucky. I'm trying to send him to on a little bit further than Virginia. Amen. God is good. Kentucky. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God. Amen. Thursday, we'll be in Bible study, amen, 6:30 p.m. is Bible study. Wednesday is our fast day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday is men's prayer at 8:30 p.m. on the conference call. I believe that's it. Did I miss anything, Sister Barbara?
Fast.
Wednesday's fast day, 6 to 6. And I believe that's all. Anything else I missed, Pastor Nick? I'm praying the Lord give me a date, but the Holy Spirit is ministering to me. He wants, we're going to do not a full night, but we're going to do a shut-in. Woo! Before this summer's over.
Yeah.
And especially for our leaders that can come out, but I'm just looking for some impartation for what God wants to do. I'm talking about just lay down in God's presence, ministering one to another in prayer, and just allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way. Nothing big, extravagant, no need, no speakers, none of that. I'm just talking about in his presence, just calling on the name of the Lord. Because I believe God needs to do something in our lives, amen. As we've talked about that thirsty series. We completed that. God wants to fulfill our thirst, amen. And we need to be revived, amen. We need to be revived, amen. So I'm going to be praying and asking God for what day to do that. But it'll be coming up soon, amen, as we are led by the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
All right. I think that's it. All right. All right. We are prepared. We're going to receive our communion, and we're going to go home. So come on. As we prepare, you all can stand to your feet. Wow, God is good. You all continue to keep Sister Carolyn in prayer, Brother Harry in prayer. Mother Carter, she's doing way better, amen. I saw her this week.
Amen.
Saw Brother Harry last week, amen. Praying that God continue to keep them healed and covered. God is so good. Amen. Come on. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time of communion, Lord. We ask that you will bless this communion today, Father God, that as we partake in it, Lord, that we will begin to show forth the remembrance of the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That God, you said, as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show forth the Lord's death until he come. And we do this in remembrance of you. And we ask that as we partake in this, Father God, that you will bring forth healing, bring forth deliverance, and that our bodies will begin to be healed and restored. And we release your blessings. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
First Corinthians chapter 11, the word of the Lord reads, starting at verse 24, it says, start reading at verse 23. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of the wine after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with his blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourselves before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. Yet when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned along with this world. So my dear brothers and sisters, when you gather for the Lord's Supper, wait for each other. If you are really hungry, eat at home so you won't bring judgment upon yourselves when you meet together. I'll give you instructions about the other matters after I arrive. Amen. Amen. Does everybody have the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen. This is a representation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his body that was bruised for us, that was just penetrated, his blood was shed for us. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we all eat together. Everyone have this juice. This is the blood that represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of sins. May we all drink together. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise. Remain standing where you're at. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time today. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord, for everything our eyes have seen, our ears have heard. Give us traveling mercy as we leave this place. Keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger throughout the course of this week. I pray that we have an enjoyable fellowship with family and friends throughout the rest of this weekend, God, that you keep us safe on tomorrow's holiday, Father God, and we just release blessings, overflow, increase, and favor, and we thank you and we praise you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody leave the place and say miracles.
Miracles!
Thank you.